Hello and welcome to Catfish Trash Talk. This is episode 111. I'm your host, comedian Tracy Carnazzo, joined by my co-host, Noelle Winters Herzog.
You know, I'm so glad that I didn't put makeup on because I didn't know if I should. And I'm glad I didn't.
What do you mean?
Because I didn't know if you were going to be like, hey, Noelle, put on makeup.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm so glad we did it, but I have a hive. That's why.
Oh, you have your podcasting hive.
No, I have
Beautiful.
three of them.
Oh, good. It's
They're
going to
all
be
for
an
you.
extra good episode.
It's for
Season
you,
four.
Chico, and Dorado. Sorry.
Oh, thank you. The loves of your lives. Season four, episode 20, Brittany and Brian. This is Catfish, the television show, by the way, guys.
You know, I keep calling him Byron because of the
Okay.
way it's spelled.
Noelle?
Right?
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Because this is not a real way to spell Brian.
It's
I
not.
mean, he's going to be Byron. That's how he goes. This is, that
Okay.
is, that's what
Good.
happens. When you have a stupid name, you get called a stupid thing.
Did you remember anything about this?
Literally nothing. It was like the first time every time.
Okay. So when I
Did you
watched
remember?
it, I remember like vaguely this girl, but I couldn't remember what happened. Then when we find out who the catfish is, I'm like, oh, I remember this catfish.
I do not remember anything
I
about
love
this.
that for you.
This is, I have the memory of a goldfish.
But I love that because it's like watching a new show.
It's like watching a new show every single
Yeah.
day. I could probably watch it right now and I won't remember it.
Probably.
Unless I take notes on something, I really don't remember it. And then sometimes even when I take notes on something, just like that time where I took notes twice on the same episode.
Oh, I remember that.
And I was ready. I
You're
was so
like, all
proud of
right.
myself. I was so proud of myself. I was like, look at me. I watched the episode. I took the notes. And I took so many more notes because I probably had so much knowledge somewhere subconsciously.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, you're like, I took so many notes. You watched it early. I think you watched it before me. It was very funny.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah.
So let's jump in the pool. But right before we jump in the pool, I do want to let you guys know that we have some exciting things happening over on Patreon. We have So Pumped a Vanderpump Rules podcast. We have Recycled with Noelle and Michael covering Real Housewives of New Jersey season two right now and many more. They're going to be covering Mob Wives. They're covering random movies. So it's going to be really, really fun. Go over there for that. Also, Macaroni Rascals, a Jersey Shore podcast, 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life, and our favorite podcast, BS, where we just kind of,
you know, we just BS a lot.
We BS. Now, also, we have so many back episodes. We have all of Unexpected Trash Talk. We have so many things over there. We have over 1,500 bonus episodes. So go over there if you feel like you haven't had enough of us.
You know, I really want to know whatever happened with Unexpected because they filmed it. They just
they
never put
filmed
it
it
out.
And they keep saying it's coming.
Right. Like the girls keep saying it, but it was never renewed, but it was never canceled.
This is
So it's
great.
kind of like, I mean, the kids are going to be grown as hell by the time it comes back.
I know we need this to happen. Now, season four, episode 20, Brittany and Brian slash Byron.
Byron. Yes.
Okay. So here's the thing. We start off this episode in a very strange way. Max karate chops Neve's finger, but like hurts him bad.
Yeah.
And Neve's like not having it.
Yeah.
And Max like thought it was funny and he like hurt him.
Yeah. Neve didn't like it. But Neve, you could tell he's a little bit of a crank.
A little bit of a crank.
Yeah, I think he's a crank monster.
Right, but then I wouldn't karate chop his finger.
No, hell no. I think Max is a little too handsy with him.
He is a little too handsy with Neve. I've heard that. I'm sure that will come out at some point. All right. So we meet Brittany. She's a 24-year-old stay-at-home mom with three children from Phoenix, Arizona.
But here's the thing. She's a single mom.
Okay. Something bad happened.
Right, but how are you a stay-at-home mom and a single mom?
I guess child support.
That's crazy. How much child support do you get?
Right, but also, what else are you going to do when you have three kids that are very young?
No, I know, but I would think in my mind, single mom of young kids, child support, I would think that she would work full-time and the kids would be in daycare and that's what the father's
sometimes
paying for. Yeah.
Sometimes daycare is more than you make it a
Oh,
job.
no, I know.
Especially for
Daycare is
three
so
children.
expensive.
Okay, times three.
No. I get that, but it's just who then is paying for the rent? Who does she live with? Maybe that's what we should find out. Who does she live with?
Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
She meets Brian. He's 27. He's a Marine from Indiana. And he will not meet her or video chat. And she had to beg for a phone call. But she spends her life fearing that he's going to be deployed to Iraq. He suffers so badly from PTSD and mentions it constantly, very specifically. She's also a really big Catfish fan.
She also tries not to push him too much because she's like afraid of his PTSD.
Right. She had her daughter when she was 16 and she mm-hmm. met her ex-husband after that. And then she had two kids with him. She met him 3 months later. They were married and she was pregnant.
Yes. And then she decided to get a divorce.
She decided to get a divorce. So Brian requested her. I'm mm-hmm. assuming on Facebook.
Yeah.
She likes him because he accepts her children. She talks to him every day, but his voice doesn't match his pictures because he has a quote unquote country voice.
Right. But what does that mean exactly? You can't be a Marine with like a country voice. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Yeah. Because I don't know where he's supposed to be from. Like
Indiana.
But she didn't say Indiana. We just find out on our own. No.
No.
Oh, interesting.
They tell us in the beginning. So okay. They come to her clear Airbnb.
Okay. I mean, there's not one thing out. It's the biggest couch I've ever seen in my whole life.
I mean, this couch is, it was from a king's castle.
I've never seen a couch so big. It was like this giant couch, but then it's like, you know, a giant marble on the table, like stuff like that. It's like stuff that a kid friendly house isn't going to have.
Right. Also, yeah. They have only like one picture on the wall and they blur it out yes. to make it seem like it's a family
Her
photo.
Her family. Yeah. It's meanwhile, not. It's probably like a picture of Jesus.
It's from Home Goods. Relax.
Right.
Stop, guys. So she said that she can't have her kids on the show. That's why they're not home in her house that she definitely lives in.
Right. The fathers won't allow it.
Okay. Well, okay. You know what? I think their fathers are the only ones really protecting them.
Yeah, I would say so.
So when she was younger, her mother was in jail and her dad is in Minnesota and they don't get along. Who raised you?
Right. Okay.
Did your dad raise you?
Who raised you?
I didn't ask you where your mother was when you were little and where your father is now.
Right.
It's the same question.
Did you live with your grandmother? Did you live with your father in Minnesota?
Well, this is why she really opened up to Brian.
Now, what the hell sense does that make? Can I ask you?
Zero.
Okay. So because you had a shitty childhood, you open up to people easily? What yes. does one thing have to do with the other?
Well, it's called desperation. It's called in Espanol, desperado.
Yeah, I believe that. We see a lot of that on all of these reality mm-hmm. shows.
Yes,
yeah.
we do. Mm-hmm. So she says, quote unquote, you ready?
I'm ready.
My kids are my world.
Oh, Tracy, I wrote it down. And I'm like, mm-hmm, I'm sure they are. I know what your kids' names are. I know the way you spell your kids' mm-hmm. names. Like, I just.
There's definitely a Jalen in there. Jalen, Jaden. Well, go ahead. What do you think?
Ashley with a GH in it.
Riley. Maybe
Jackson with an X.
Okay.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Maybe there's a Nevaeh thrown in. I don't know. There's
ooh,
so many different names.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So now she said that
she has all three of their names tattooed on her, and I couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She said that she told her kids about Brian because, quote, I'm not going to lie to my kids.
Because she would talk to him every day and they would see the phone and see a picture of him and say, Mommy, who's that?
And then they would say, hi, Brian.
Right.
Are you my daddy?
Right.
And then they would kiss him goodnight mm-hmm. and say, goodnight, daddy, Brian.
Goodnight, daddy.
And honestly, they did that all on their own.
You know, 100% her kids were calling him daddy.
Yeah, of course.
No question about it. Say goodnight to daddy. Right. Say good morning to daddy. Oh, you see this
daddy. They probably call
him,
they have fathers, so they might call him Daddy Brian.
Okay, that's fine. Byron.
Daddy Byron. Daddy Byron. And they're like, Mom, we're reading his name. We're calling him Byron.
Right. We're calling him by his real name.
Yeah. So, but she couldn't lie to her kids. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. She couldn't lie to them.
You couldn't lie to your kids. So you know what? Why don't you tell your kids about why you don't talk to your father and why your mother was in jail? Because you can't lie to them.
Right. Why don't you just tell them the whole truth? Tell them about Minnesota. Your Minnesota days. Tell them about it.
Tell them about Brian's PTSD and what scares him most at night.
Since you can't lie to your kids.
You can't lie to your kids. Why don't you show them all the naked photos you sent Brian of yourself?
Yeah. Show them your tit shot.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you let them read all your texts?
Oh, Tracy, she can't lie to them. So, you know, I bet
you
she
can't
does.
Lie to your kids. And you know what? What a good mom.
Oh, she's the best mom. She just opens up to everyone.
She just opens up. She's very protective of her kids. That's why she just opens up to everyone.
She's very open.
My kids are my world.
Oh, man, if I had a dollar.
My kids are my world. Earth emoji.
Tracy, I see it. I see it now on Instagram.
Blue heart emoji, pink heart emoji, pink heart emoji.
Or in the bio, my kids are my world. Jackson with an X.
Jackson's
Ashley,
mom.
Ashley with a GH.
Ashley's
yep.
mom.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I can see it. I can see it right now.
Everything's fine.
Ashley, Jackson, and Nevaeh. Those are her kids' names in my mind.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I really like it. So mm-hmm. Now, speaking of, his mother killed herself when he was two.
Right, and that would bother her if he was lying about that.
Right. But
nothing else, just that.
Nothing else. Well, mm-hmm. we find out that he is a sniper, mm-hmm. a Marine sniper.
Likely story.
And then we see a picture of him, and he is G.I. Joe.
I know that. I know. Max is like, he looks like the Terminator. I thought that was so funny.
He is G.I. Joe. He's the hottest mm-hmm. Marine you've ever seen.
I've ever seen in my life.
I mean,
of
how
course.
Many packs does he have? 12, 18, 25?
Yeah, this guy has at least 12 packs.
He has many packs.
Yeah, he's pretty hot. And that's how you know. Okay.
Okay.
But, okay. Uh-huh. Say it. Do it.
Okay. I had to close my eyes during this part because I wished that I wasn't watching it.
Me too.
Okay. So this is what Neve says. Neve looks at G.I. Joe, G.I. Byron, and he looks at her, and he says, quote, "This guy is very concerned with his appearance. Have you thought about his level of interest in you?"
Tracy,
now,
I
here's
die.
The thing. I don't exactly know what that means. Like, I know what he was implying, but I don't know what he
was. It was a weird way to put it.
And she said, "No, I know I'm not thin."
And if I was walking down the street, like, I wouldn't be his type.
Right. So Neve said, and I'm going to translate that, mm-hmm. "You're gross."
Neve was like, "He's hot and you're gross.
You're
so
gross.
Why do you trust that that's him?"
Why? No, no. He said, "He's hot. You're gross. Why would he like you? Why would someone that looks like that like someone that looks like you?"
And you know what? Why would you believe that someone looked like that likes
right.
you? Mm-hmm. When I was looking up, I was trying to figure out like what happened to everyone on the show. So many people were commenting about this.
Okay, but also she looks regular.
Okay, so that's what I thought. I'm like, I feel like she's just a regular girl. She's not ugly. She's not gross. She's not fat. She's not thin. She's regular. Yeah, I thought the same thing.
She's average?
Yeah, I guess it's her personality that I'm not into, but she's fine.
Right, but I mean, looking at her, you're not like, ooh.
No, I wouldn't be like, ew,
you're like,
gross.
Oh, okay, that's a person.
Yeah, regular girl.
Well, they're going to investigate. He has 75 friends on Facebook, which is a pretty low number, and they reverse search his pictures, and they find basically a very common picture of a Marine sniper.
Right, the one that everyone used for their sniper
right,
pictures.
It's like Marine sniper. You know, exactly.
It's a right. Getty image.
Basically, so now they find a picture of him, and it's from like a Long Island nightclub.
Yeah, in Hopog, is that
yes.
how you say it? Yeah,
uh-huh.
It's out in Suffolk.
So they look at this website for the entertainment company.
Right.
And they find someone named Joseph who is deployed in Japan.
And he says he needs to get out of Japan. That
right.
was his status.
That was his status. Yeah, I know. It's like, guys, you're doing a great job staging
yeah,
this.
Yeah, really?
He went to Nassau Community College.
How funny is that? Who didn't?
And he's in Japan. He's a Marine. Mm-hmm. And they do a phone number search and they find Heather in Kentucky. Now, let's just rewind a little bit.
Uh-huh.
All right. So this is Joseph Blanc from Long Island.
Yes.
Do you think these are really the pictures that he's using? Or like, we don't even learn anything about Joseph.
No, and they never even like contact Joseph. Nothing.
Right. So it's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know if this was just like some
did
weird
Joseph
sense
license
a.
his right. Did Joseph license his picture, or is this not a true part of the story?
I think it's not a true part of the story.
I also think it's not a true part of the story.
So now they're in Owenton, right? My mom lives right by mm-hmm. Owenton. So I text her. I'm like, "Mother, mm-hmm. I am watching an episode of Catfish. The girl lives in Owenton." And she goes, "You know, that really doesn't surprise me." But then she goes, "You know, if you, you know, if you need to like know more things about it or whatever, you can contact me and George." And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, what are you talking about exactly?
Okay. I'm did like, you contact her in George?
No, let me tell you what she wrote to me now.
Okay. I can't wait to hear
this. Because I'm like, I don't even know what the hell that means. Because right. She was talking real crazy last night. She said, when George and I were taking a quick vacation in December out in Madison, we got this weird phone call from a gal in Owenton that sent some guy online some money and that he was flying into our airport that night to see her. She had gotten our phone number online because George is the airport manager. She was totally convinced that he was flying, I think commercially, into our airport on our airstrip next to our house. We were just trying to get away for a night. This gal was inconsolable. She could not believe that this guy she had met online was fake and that no one was flying into the airstrip. We had to have Fred call and have him make sure our house was not being targeted for something, that no one was landing on our airstrip. He called her like he was a cop, even though he's not a cop anymore, and told her that no one was flying in and she needed to research this. She had been ripped off.
Okay. What would your mom have done if a Delta 747 landed in her driveway?
Right?
And he's like, I told you I was flying in.
I love that this guy was like, we're going into Owen airstrip. That is so funny. And she's like, this woman kept calling her and she was hysterical crying. So she, for some reason, I guess, of course, because I'm like, she's from Owenton, she thought it was the same girl. And I'm like, no, different show, not the same girl, but thank you for sharing.
That's a pretty cool story.
I know. I thought so too. I had to take a screenshot to tell you.
Oh God, that's really funny. I have to tell you, a lot of things have been going on in my life, Noelle.
I know.
I've been traveling like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had a lot of time.
You know what? Honestly, same.
Well, I did something crazy and I ordered Factor for this week's meals.
Tell me about it. What'd you get? What's
okay.
The stuff?
So I'm going to tell you about it, but I just want to tell you a little bit about Factor first. You could eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You could choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. You can get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can go back to doing what you love this spring. If you're looking for gourmet meals, you can try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on our menu for the lowest carbon footprint meals. So this week, I'm going to tell you what I ate so far.
Okay.
Yesterday, cool. I had creamy Parmesan chicken.
Mm.
I loved it.
Okay. Honestly, I would order that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I loved it. And as I was eating it, I'm like, Noelle needs to eat this.
Yeah. You would
so it was
I
a chicken
that.
Breast with like a creamy sauce and it had, little roasted, tomatoes, like a little bit garlicky, and then it had broccoli on the side. I was like, this is delicious.
That's actually perfect.
It was so good. Today, I had something that you're going to like even more.
Tell me.
Okay. Broccoli cheddar shredded chicken with roasted garlic zucchini, red bell peppers, and chive butter.
You actually know that's directly up my alley,
okay,
right?
It's shredded chicken thighs with a creamy sauce with broccoli.
Yeah.
And then a side of zucchini with red bell peppers.
Yeah, I want to eat that. I literally want
to
eat that.
Delicious. I've had no time to do anything else. And I've really been trying to just eat a little bit more healthy.
Well, the thing is, you travel so much, so it's perfect for you.
It was so delicious. And I can't wait to choose more. I also got some juices and some shots. It's, you know, like those little tiny juice things.
Yeah.
They're delicious. So head to factormeals.com/catfish50. Ooh, I also got filet mignon for later in the week. And use code CATFISH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. So that's code CATFISH50 at factormeals.com/CATFISH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, all right. Back to the show.
All right. We're here.
All right. So we find Heather in Kentucky. That's the phone number.
Right.
So they're going to go tell her and her cousin Renee is there.
So I'm thinking that Renee has something to do with this.
Okay. So they're trying to throw us off and make it like it's Renee.
Well, you know what threw me off? These sundresses. Well, and sandals like these women were wearing.
All right. Well, they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. Renee said that she's happier now that she's been talking to Brian, but she said Brittany trusts really easy.
And,
okay.
And she's lived with her since she's 15.
Right. So it's like, who raised you?
Yeah.
What was going on here?
Right.
All right. So they tell Brittany everything and Brittany is hysterical.
I mean, I've never seen someone cry more except you.
Thank you. Or you. All right. Her cousin is like, yeah, I keep telling her just like be by yourself and learn to be with your kids.
Right. Right.
Oh, mm-hmm. Your cousin is telling you that mm-hmm. you like. So what you do is all you care about is men.
All you care about is men. You're a stay at home mom who only has her kids part time. Guaranteed.
Probably. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So Neve is going to call Brian Byron.
Okay.
So he calls and eventually she calls back.
Right.
And this is Brian's sister, Heather.
oh, God, what an excuse. And here, like, I am thinking it's Renee.
Right. They're like, we know it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that she's like, no. We have a family plan. Okay,
yeah,
so
and
the
I
thing
don't know
is,
if it would be good for him to be on TV right now.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm going to tell you about a family plan.
Yeah.
You could still put your own name, but also, okay, whatever, you know?
Right.
They tell Brittany what happened.
Uh-huh.
And then they just kind of go to Kentucky immediately. Oh,
okay, so that's the thing. And I was surprised because it's like, how do you really know this person's in Kentucky? You're just saying, like, let's go.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So...
They just kind of text and they're like, we're on our way.
I know. This person texts her and says, if you love me, don't make me do this. And she's like, oh, Brian.
Right. Oh, what a jokester.
She's like, oh, I'm so mad at Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany, did you listen to anything we told you?
Why are we still doing this?
She doesn't get it. She's like, oh, he's so nervous.
She can't face it.
All right. So he's like, I live with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't have you guys at the house. So can you come to the dark back alley on Murder Row
of my aunt and uncle's house?
Right.
Mr. and Mrs. Michael Myers live here. Come drive up the dark alley.
Yeah. Would you mind? There's actually a swamp nearby.
Don't mind the machetes outside.
Yeah. It's just, they're just drying out. They're drying the blood off of them. We just killed a deer. Okay. So they do the catfish garage thing.
Oh, God. I know. The garage is open and Neve just goes to the door in the garage.
As usual.
As always.
Heather comes to the door. She speaks and Brittany says, that's the voice on the phone.
And it's like, dun, dun, dun.
That's the voice that you thought was a man's voice?
Here's the voice. I mean, here's the thing. It's not a country voice. It's a lady's voice.
It's just a woman's voice.
Right. But that's all it is. It's not that it's a country voice. You should have said Byron's voice sounds a little feminine.
And by a little feminine, I mean just the voice of a woman.
Right. It's
like all the way a voice
girl,
of a woman.
Brittany, come on. You know better.
So they ask Heather if she's a Marine. And she says, well, I've always wanted to be a Marine.
Oh, God. I love
that.
That
is
a security officer.
So it's not listen.
Mm-hmm.
Security officers are not Marine snipers.
I could see it.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
She's 25 and she's in college for law enforcement.
Right. I see. I don't know. And is that real?
Yeah. I mean, you go to John Jay, right?
Well, I know that's like criminal justice, but I'm thinking law enforcement.
No, that's
is
the
like,
same thing. Criminal
isn't
justice.
Isn't that like cop school?
Oh,
you know?
Criminal justice.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
Okay. So now Brittany is very mad. And the reason she's mad is Brian got her children involved.
Brian got her children involved. Not Brittany. Byron got her children involved.
Byron did it. Daddy Byron. Mm-hmm.
Daddy Byron got her children involved by making them pick up the phone and seeing his picture and talk to him.
And also by making you talk to him in front of your children.
Right.
When you had to beg him to be on the phone with you.
Right.
What? Mm-hmm.
And she has to talk to him every day.
Every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes in the car to cry. And now Heather's crying. She said that she's a lesbian. She's not accepted at home. She has to be in this dark alleyway.
I feel so bad for Heather. It was
no,
so
me
sad.
Too.
Yeah.
She said that she got bullied and Neve goes in and decides to talk to her and they're going to bring Brittany in.
Brittany just has bad vibes. I think that she just sucks. She could use some waterproof mascara. Also,
she's
I'm
very
thinking.
Maury Povich.
She's very Maury Povich. Yes, yeah, she's very for show.
Right. So now she said that Brittany, Heather said that she was homeschooled. She has a lot of anxiety.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Brittany's like, listen, you helped me get through my divorce.
Which is very nice.
Okay, great. And they're talking about that. She's like, but I don't think I'm going to be friends with you anymore.
Right. But I just feel bad because Heather's like I've never had like anyone to open up to. In my house, they don't accept me. In school,
Right.
they don't accept me. Basically, she had like such a shit life.
I know. But now what is your opinion on this now? It's like,
what?
Do you think that Brittany, objectively, should have to be friends with Heather or have any kind of obligation to Heather?
Yes.
You do.
Yeah, I think that it's kind of like
even
Brittany,
though Heather impersonated a Marine sniper. I mean, this is ridiculous.
No, I feel bad for Heather, but I guess I want Brittany to stay friends with Heather because it's so ridiculous, everything about this, and Brittany fell for it. So it's like, well, your punishment is
yes.
You actually have to stay friends with Heather.
Okay. You were talking to a lady on the phone that would
yeah.
never voice chat with you. And you were like, you know what I should do because I love my kids, because my
right.
kids are my world,
Yeah.
Earth emoji. pink heart, blue heart.
Right. Jackson, Nevaeh, Ashley.
Riley. I think I should introduce Brian vocally to my children and make them obsessed with Brian.
Right. And they're going to ask about Daddy Brian all the time.
All the time.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, man, I don't know. That one's on you.
Yeah, I think a lot of this is on Heather. I think Heather looks like a fool. A Brittany. And I know that Brittany looks like a fool. Like I said, I know I should be mad at Heather. I just feel bad for Heather.
Okay, but also, Brittany and Heather look alike.
I know. Okay, I agree with you.
I'm like, that's not
because when
Brittany.
Heather came out, I'm like, are they sisters?
Yeah, I'm like, that's her sister with short hair.
Yes, I have to agree with this.
Also,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Heather not bad looking.
Okay. I'm like, Heather is like this.
I'm like,
little
maybe Brittany should cut her hair.
Little Italian meatball. She's cute.
I like her.
Yeah. I thought the same thing. I'm like, I don't know.
If I
if I
met
had
her,
a
I'd
pick
be
out of
like,
the bunch, it would be Heather.
I know, I'd be like, this works.
Right. I would be like, oh, actually,
maybe I'm
you're
gay.
really nice. Maybe I'm gay. You're
Yeah.
actually really
I'll be
nice
gay.
and not scary. And I'll be gay.
Yeah. Here
yeah.
we go.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. So now 2 months later. Brittany got a job at a detox?
Okay. So now I'm like, so Brittany,
did you have an issue?
You had an issue. And now you're working in a detox center. See, that all makes so much more sense.
Okay, now let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
You're a single stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
That your kids are not allowed to be on TV. Is it because you don't have custody of them?
Yeah, I don't think she has custody of her kids.
Like, you got visitation maybe. Like,
I don't think she has custody of her kids. Maybe her kids were on medication. She was taking the medication. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. That was pretty
yeah.
deep.
Yeah,
I
but
like
I
that
don't,
accusation.
I actually don't think that that's true. But I think that there was some kind of problem.
Well, she's had
Because
no
also, she was acting very erratically.
Yes. No contact with Heather. And she said that the kids, surprisingly.
Oh, wow.
Don't ask or talk about Brian. So
Never.
It was you. So it was you.
Right. So obviously, they didn't give a shit about Brian. Byron.
Okay, so now they call Heather. She is at her security job.
I love it. She's in her uniform.
She's in her uniform. She's dating someone. She
Good for her.
Just applied for a police officer job. Now, you don't think that posing as military personnel online maybe might make them not want you to be a police officer?
I would think it might hinder. I think you might fail the psych evaluation.
But she's in Kentucky. And they're kind of like,
slim pickings.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? Whatever. If you want to be a cop, be a cop.
Yeah. I mean, look at what I just told you about Owenton. Oh, Tracy.
So what did you find?
Okay. So I could not find Brittany anywhere. Brittany, let me tell you something. I really looked. I did find a different Brittany, but it wasn't her from
Oh, well,
Catfish.
We could talk about that girl if you want.
Well, I found Heather. So Heather is Heather Melford. And in her bio on Facebook, it says Salt Life. That's so
oh,
funny.
I love Salt Life.
Live life like it's your last. So she's an assistant security supervisor
What
at
happened? She didn't get the job, I guess.
Well, no, at American Stainless. I don't know what that is. And
Okay.
then she's also a Lakeshore's Property Owners Association. So I guess
okay,
she's
so she
like,
didn't get the job at the police
she
office.
didn't get the job. She is married to a lady named Tori Smith, and they have
Okay.
a very cute dog, like a Schnauzer. No, I don't know if it's a Schnauzer. What does a Schnauzer look like? I don't know if that's a Schnauzer, but
A
in my
Schnauzer
mind.
is like the one in, what's the movie? What are all the children? There's a Disney movie. There's a lot of children.
Beethoven.
Yes. Yeah, Saint Bernards and Schnauzers are the same thing.
I'm gonna show you the dog. I'm gonna.
All right, I'm
I
gonna
took.
identify its breed.
I zoomed in to take a picture of it. The dog is so cute. I love these dogs that look old.
Yes, like an old man. A
Yeah.
Schnauzer has like a beard.
Yeah, this dog has a beard.
Yes, that's a
Okay.
schnauz. Oh my
What?
God. Yes. So
Oh.
my friend John, who's a comedy booker, he brings his friend Leo, his friend, his dog Leo, my friend Leo, to show sometimes, and I hold Leo. Well, you've
Friendly?
seen pictures of
Yeah, my
friendly.
friendly.
I gotta tell you, it
Yeah.
makes me want to get a schnauzer.
Really?
Yes,
I
I
didn't
was
know
thinking
that
about
they
that.
were that friendly. I don't think I've ever met one in
Noelle,
person.
wait until you meet Leo. I'm gonna make it happen.
Ooh, I love that.
Leo
Okay.
is the cutest. I've definitely sent you pictures of Leo
You
before.
probably have, but you've actually sent me a lot of dogs. You've sent me airport dogs, Whole Foods
I
dogs.
know, but this is a while ago. This used to be when I used to work at Stand Up New York a lot. He used to sit on the bar.
Oh, I love
I mean,
that.
I cannot tell you
The
how
thing is,
cute.
the name Leo rings a bell.
Okay, well, he's my bell ringing dog.
So yeah, they're just living their life. Also, she has an Instagram, but her Instagram is private, but they're very cute. It's just
Okay.
I think that they're just living a little life in Kentucky. They're both from Kentucky. Oh my God, that's a Schnauzer. How cute.
That's Leo.
That I love Leo.
Guys, I'll
Yeah, I
post a
love
picture
that
of me and
dog.
Leo in the group if you want.
And they're both from Owenton, Kentucky. So I guess that small town actually made
Right.
another lesbian. Who
Wow.
knew?
Look at
No,
that.
I know.
I
Right.
love it. I love that for
Oh,
us.
also Heather. I don't know. You know what's funny is this is not the first time this has happened. Heather from Catfish made a Facebook group and it's called Heather from
What
Catfish.
is going on
There are
here?
44 members and it says, "Hi, my name is Heather. I was on the Catfish show season 4, episode 20. Feel free to add the group. Ask me anything you would like. Feel free to post what you like as long as it's not radical, nude, or offensive to others. Other than that, have a
You can't
blessed
post
day."
nude?
No, so I didn't join.
Because I've seen you in groups before and you're just always like nudes, nudes. Like it's
I
not.
know. I keep getting flagged.
It doesn't stop you
Like,
though.
hey, pepperoni tits, get off the screen.
Oh, Noelle, you're funnier than you look. I gotta tell you. You really are. I posted a picture of me and Leo in our Facebook group. Guys, go to
Cool.
Catfish Trash Talk Podcast group on Facebook and you'll see my
Also,
friend
I
Leo.
sent, I well, we sent each other that dog Pasha yesterday. I can't stop thinking about it.
Oh,
That
I
old
know.
teddy
Here's the
bear.
thing. I know exactly what dogs you like.
I want that dog
Every
so
time you send
bad.
me a dog from a rescue, I'm like, I saw that and I thought about sending it to you and I didn't because I knew you'd get upset.
Well, Matt texts me today and he goes, "I miss Pasha." I'm like, I
I love,
know.
but it's like also, why is Pasha only 8 years old and blind and deaf? It's like
Blind and deaf.
that dog is not eight. That dog is more closer to like 19.
No, I agree. That dog looked stuffed. It looked like just old. It
It
looked like
looks
taxidermy.
like someone sent it to heaven.
I can't wait to talk about that on BS. If you guys want to hear more about that,
Oh
listen to
God, go to
BS.
BS. And guys, obviously for our Factor code right down there in the show notes, I cannot tell you what a great time I'm having with Factor this week.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
And so make sure you follow the show at Catfish Trash Talk on Instagram. Follow Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I'm at Trixie Tuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. TracyCarnazzo.com for all of my stand-up comedy tour dates coming up. And also Trash Talk Podcast on TikTok.
Right.
Okay. We'll see you next week. Patreon.com/Trash Talk Podcast. TracyCarnazzo.com. TracyCarnazzo.com. TracyCarnazzo.com.